The two tribesmen who had run off together came back carrying a basket of woven reeds and a hemp shoulder strap to carry it with. They deposited it at Helmsman's feet, turned to Tim, saluted him, then stood back, grinning. Helmsman hunkered and motioned for Tim to do the same. The boy knew what the basket held even before Helmsman opened it. He could smell fresh cooked meat and had to wipe his mouth on his sleeve to keep from drooling. The two men, or perhaps their women, had packed the Fagonard equivalent of a woodsman's lunch. Sliced pork had been layered with rounds of some orange vegetable that looked like squash. These were wrapped in thin green leaves to make breadless popkins. There were also strawberries and blueberries, fruits long gone by for the season, in tree. "Thank ye, Si." Tim tapped his throat three times. This made them all laugh and tap their own throats. The tall tribesman returned. From one shoulder hung a water skin. In his hand he carried a small purse of the finest, smoothest leather Tim had ever seen. The purse he gave to Helmsman. The water skin he held out to the boy. Tim wasn't aware of how thirsty he was until he felt the skin's weight and pressed his palms against its plump, gently yielding sides. He pulled the plug with his teeth, raised it on his elbow, as did the men of his village, and drank deep. He expected it to be brackish and perhaps buggy, but it was as cool and sweet as that which came from their own spring between the house and the barn. The tribesmen laughed and applauded. Tim saw a sore on the shoulder of Tall Man getting ready to give birth and was relieved when Helmsman tapped him on the shoulder, wanting him to look at something. It was the purse. There was some sort of metal seam running across the middle of it. When Helmsman pulled a tab attached to this seam, the purse opened like magic. Inside was a brushed metal disc the size of a small plate. There was writing on the top side that Tim couldn't read. Below the writing were three buttons. Helmsman pushed one of these, and a short stick emerged from the plate with a low whining sound. The tribesmen, who had gathered round in a loose semicircle, laughed and applauded some more. They were clearly having a wonderful time. Tim, with his thirst slaked and his feet on solid, semi-solid at least, ground, decided he was having a pretty good time himself. "Is that from the old people, Si?" Helmsman nodded. "Such things are held to be dangerous where I come from." Helmsman at first didn't seem to understand this, and from the puzzled expressions, none of the other plant fellas did either. Then he laughed and made a sweeping gesture that took in everything. The sky, the water, the oozing land upon which they stood, as if to say everything was dangerous. And in this place, Tim thought, everything probably is. Helmsman poked Tim's chest, then gave an apologetic little shrug. "Sorry, but you must pay attention." "All right," Tim said, "I'm watching," and forked two fingers at his eyes, which made them all chuckle and elbow each other as if he had gotten off an especially good one. Helmsman pushed a second button. The disc beeped, which made the watchers murmur appreciatively. A red light came on below the buttons. Helmsman began to turn in a slow circle, holding the metal device out before him like an offering. 3/4 of the way around the circle, the device beeped again, and the red light turned green. Helmsman pointed one overgrown finger in the direction the device was now pointing. As well as Tim could ken from the mostly hidden sun, this was north. Helmsman looked to see if Tim understood. Tim thought he did, but there was a problem. "There's water that way. I can swim, but..." He bared his teeth and chomped them together, pointing toward the tussock where he had almost become some scaly thing's breakfast. They all laughed hard at this, none harder than Helmsman, who actually had to bend and grip his mossy knees to keep from falling over. "Yar," Tim thought, "very funny. I almost got eaten alive." When his throw had passed and Helmsman was able to stand up straight again, he pointed at the rickety boat. "Oh," Tim said. "I forgot about that." He was thinking that he made a very stupid gunslinger.